Test 76, Section 2, Question 14. Here, we're looking for a what, if assumed, would justify the application of the principle. So we want something that's going to make the principle fit the application. And that means it's got to meet all of the if conditions. So the principle says, any person or business knowingly aiding someone's infringement on a copyright is also guilty of copyright infringement. So it's basically the principle is saying, if you knowingly help someone infringe on a copyright, you're guilty of it. Now the application says, Grandview Department Store, which features a self-service photo printing kiosk, is guilty of copyright infringement. Okay, so that's our conclusion. Now in order to get that, we would need that the business is knowingly aiding someone infringing on a copyright. So, since a customer used the kiosk, using the kiosk infringed on a wedding photographer's copyright by printing photographs whose copyright is held by the photographer. Now, the thing here is the store has to knowingly assist someone in infringing on it. Now, we do know that the kiosk was used to infringe, but we don't know about whether or not the store knowingly aided that. So, A, the operator of a business, what would help it? So we want something that's going to say, yes, they did knowingly do it. Operator of a business has the same legal obligation to customers who use self-service facilities as it has to customers at full service. Well, we don't really know that. That's not really what we know for sure. It's just saying same legal obligations to customers, but it doesn't really say whether they know. Management of a business that's open to the public is obligated to report to the authorities any illegal activity that it witnesses on its property. The problem here is we don't know whether they witnessed it. It was a self-service kiosk. The owner of a self-service printing kiosk should post a notice advising customers that copyrighted material should not be printed without the permission. But again, it doesn't say whether or not they knowingly did it. So, owners of self-service facilities should monitor these facilities in order to ensure that they are not used for illegal or unethical purposes. Maybe. That makes it a little bit better to say that they didn't. And then a person or business providing a service that can be expected to be used to infringe on a copyright should be considered to knowingly aid any copyright infringer using the service. This is better. And it's better than D because one just says they should monitor to make sure they're not, but the other one is saying should be considered to knowingly aid. And knowingly aiding is the critical piece that we said we had to have. And so if a business or a person or business providing a service that can be expected to be used to infringe on a copyright, and you could say a self-service kiosk, photo printing could be expected to be used, then it's known to or considered to knowingly aid, yeah, that would make it so that the store would knowingly aid, and that would make our argument, or the application, correct. So, E is our best answer.